What does it look like to live this step? I recognize that it is what I am doing. It is once and for all and every day. The once and for all was making the decision, sitting with it for a bit to notice movements within me, and then acting on it by handing in that resignation letter. There is no turning back at that point. The consequences of acting begin to accumulate, a public announcement and a replacement appointment being made. The everyday decision is noticing when that creeping fear of making a mistake in these uncertain times is creeping into my thoughts, and then turning to God in trust that I am following the path He is leading me on. It is to notice the sense of lightness I walk with, the burden laid down, the life-giving energy flowing through me. When I notice a sense of being overwhelmed by all the work that is in front of me in forging this new path I have been shown, it is to listen and hear Him say, "One day at a time, one step at a time." Feeling fear is of itself not so much the problem. C.S. Lewis says as much in the Screwtape Letters, when the senior devil is trying to educate its junior in getting the young soldier to abandon his post, rather than just be afraid. Rather, it is what our fear leads to. Previously, in my journey with Julian of Norwich, Julian recommends. But he then wants us to behave like a child, for when it is distressed and frightened, it runs quickly to its mother, and if it can do no more, it calls to its mother for help with all its might. So he wants us to cry out. The spiritual consolation is in allowing the fear to turn us towards God in faith and trust. I call it consolation when an interior movement is aroused in the soul, by which it is inflamed with love of its Creator and Lord, and as a consequence can love no creature on the face of the earth for its own sake, but only in the Creator of them all. It is likewise consolation when one sheds tears that move to the love of God, whether it be because of sorrow for sins, or because of the suffering of Christ our Lord, or for any other reason that is immediately directed to the praise and service of God. Finally, I call consolation every increase of faith, hope and love, and all interior joy that invites and attracts to what is heavenly, to the salvation of one's soul, by filling it with peace and quiet in its Creator and Lord. Of course, there is a second part to this step, as we understood Him.